Blog Talk Radio. Hey, guys, and welcome to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to today's show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Lock that number in so that you can call me at any time, any day. All right? Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the Certified Public Accounting Firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to let them know that the Frank Williams Show sent you. Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome to tonight's show. Guys, you can follow me on Facebook. I do have a show page there on Facebook. You can search for The Frank Williams Show on Facebook and go ahead and become friends of the show through Facebook. A lot of people ask me about Facebook, but I am there, okay? And also on Twitter. I have a Twitter account. We're on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. Facebook at The Frank Williams Show. Now, if you're online right now on my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, you should see an icon there that says follow this show. Go ahead and click on that icon and set that up where you'll be able to follow the show on a daily basis. And all that means is whether you're on Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or Twitter, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. All right? Again, thank you guys for tuning in, 818-301-5834. And if you're out and about, I see some people are joining the show right now. If you're out and about tonight, it's pretty chilly right now, okay? It's cold out. The wind is blowing like crazy. So make sure you have a nice coat and maybe a scarf around your neck, a hat on, especially the hat, okay? You especially need your hat when it's cold out, okay? And so be sure to take care of yourselves and also remember to be safe as you listen to the show. 818-301-5834. Now, before I get into today's show, I just want to say again, thank you guys for listening to the show, and I really appreciate everyone that listens to the show, and the reason I'm saying this is because I did a show in 2011, and there was this person that was asking me to be on my show. Okay, so I brought her on my show. I did an interview with her. I let her promote her business. And, you know, now, you know, she wants me to delete that show, right? Because all my shows are archived. So she wants me to delete that show because some of her clients or something listened to the show and didn't understand what type of business she was in. What kind of stuff is that? So she sends me this horrible message saying that, you know, if I don't delete this show, you know, if I don't delete this show off my archive, she's going to take further action against me and all this. I'm like, lady, you're the one that asked me to be on my show. And you're talking about taking further action? Come on, please. Get out of town with that. And I hope that she's listening to my show right now, because I'll tell her to her face, get out of town with that. You're the one asked to be on my show, so get out of town with that. I don't care if your clients are listening to it or not. I don't care, but you're the one that asked to be on my show. That really got under my skin today. And like I said, I hope she's listening to the show, because do what you have to do. But, you know, I don't care. See, if you're pleasant with people, then, you know, if she was pleasant, I had no problem going in and deleting the show. Okay? I can do that. But she going to send me these nasty messages talking about taking further action and all this stuff. Go ahead. Do what you want to do. But whatever it takes. Anyway, I wanted to get that off my chest, guys. I'm sorry about that. But I wanted to get that off my chest and get my day going. I feel better now, okay? Now, today's show, guys, is entitled, What's With All These Damn Tattoos? What's With All These Damn Tattoos? Now, the reason I wanted to do this show is because I know there are a lot of young kids, a younger generation that listen to my show. And I know a lot of you guys have tattoos, okay? I don't have any tattoos. Tattoos weren't about nothing when I was growing up, okay? Or when I was you guys' age. Tattoos weren't about nothing. All you do, the only people you really saw with tattoos are these guys in these biker gangs. You know, and they'll sport their tattoos because they wanna feel like they're hard and they're tough and they're, you know, they want you to be scared of them. But tattoos weren't, you know, they weren't popular back then, okay? And I never really had a desire for a tattoo, okay? I never really had a desire for a tattoo. But now it seems like the kids are growing up wanting tattoos. My oldest daughter wants a tattoo, but I'm not with that. You can get a tattoo once you finish school and move out of the house, finish college, move out of the house, get your own place, take care of yourself, pay for your own tattoo, do whatever you want. You grow, you'll be a grown person then, and you'll be taking care of yourself. But as long as you're here in my house, I'm not with the tattoos, okay? And another thing about the tattoos, and I'm telling you young folks about this, is that tattoos, when they're put in different places, on your hand, on your forearm, even on the bicep part of your arm, some women put them on their chest, right? And some people have them on their neck. You even see guys that are like following some of these rappers and putting these teardrops on their faces, okay? Now, I don't know about you. I don't know how other people, you know, are explaining things to their kids or whatever, but when it's time for you to go for a job, go to an interview, maybe you're going for this big six-figure job, and you're going in for the interview. I'm going to tell you right now. You go in with these dreads in your head. You go in with a tattoo on your face, on your hand, and anywhere that's visible to someone else is going to be frowned upon, because corporate America, and you talk about corporate America and this and that, but corporate America, they have their standards. And if you don't meet their standards, then you're not going to have a chance. Okay? And there are a lot of places that, you know, maybe not even corporate, where you're trying to get a job, and they will not hire you because of these tattoos or because of your dreadlocks in your hair, okay? Or, you know, there are a lot of different things that you have to be careful of, you have to be conscious of to maybe help you out, further you along in your career, okay? Because that's what it's going to be all about in just a little while. After you finish college or whatever, then it's time for you to get out there and get you a decent job, I'm going to say an excellent job that'll be able to take care of you and maybe a family one day. So, but in order to do that, you can't have these tattoos all over your body. Okay? Now, I understand people put them in different places now, you know, where you can't see them. Okay? But then think about this. It's summertime, okay? It's hot, it's 90 degrees outside, and you're going to a company function at the lake. Okay? You've gotten a job and you're going to a company function at the lake. Now you got on your shorts and your shirt or whatever, and you got on your hats and your sunglasses and all this stuff, and you go to the picnic or to the function at the lake, and now two is showing on the bottom of your leg, right on the side of your leg, on your calf, right there by your calf. Your tattoo is showing. And, you know, the owner of the company is there, and he or her sees it. Now, they may not say anything at that time, but something's going to be said about that tattoo. I didn't know you had a tattoo there. I didn't know you had a tattoo. Okay? So, of course, the older generation of people are the ones who are running these companies. And like I said, tattoos were not popular in our generation. Okay? So you have to be very, very careful with tattoos. I just say don't get one. I mean, these guys follow these rappers and all this stuff, and they got tattoos on their faces and things like that. Well, they're in the entertainment business. They can do that. They're in the entertainment business. And, you know, they're making googobs of money. But you're not. You're trying to get somewhere. So you have to be careful of that, okay? You have to be careful of the tattoos, all right? Be very, very careful of the tattoos. And like I said, people put them in all kinds of places. Put them in, you know, if you think about it, it's, you know, anywhere on your body. They'll put a tattoo. And, you know, I don't know if it's a man or a woman thing, but, you know, women putting these tattoos everywhere, anywhere. You know, I can't see, think about this, I can't see being in a tattoo shop where they do tattoos, and you're bent over in front of a stranger with your pants down, and they're tattooing something on your butt. That's borderline inappropriate, right? I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you call it, but, you know, that's what's happening these days. These young kids are just really, really, some of them, I'm not talking about all, some of these young kids are out of control. And that's because the parents did not have control of them before now. Still don't. You know, I saw a show the other day where there was a 31-year-old grandmother. This lady's 31 years old. She's a grandmother. Okay? It was on the judge show. The judge asked her how old she was. She said she's 31. I believe. Don't hold me to that, but I believe she's 31. She said she was the grandmother. She said, oh, my God, you're her grandmother? She said, yeah. Then she thought about it. She said, how old were you when you had your baby? She was 18 when she had her baby. Okay? And then she said, well, how old was your daughter when she had your granddaughter? She was 15. Okay? So I think 33 or whatever. But here's the deal. What I'm trying to say is your kids are going to follow in your footsteps sometimes. And if you're not putting a good example out there for the kids, for your kids, not someone else's kids, for your kids, if you're not putting a good example out there for your kids, then your kids are going to follow. Or if you're not around your kids, they're going to follow someone. Okay? So you have to put out a good example for your kids. You have to have some standards that your kids have to live by while they're in your home. Now, once they get out on their own, then now you don't really have a say-so, okay? You can voice your opinion. That happens. But you don't really have a say-so, right? And so that's, you know, I think that's a big part of the problem. And the call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. We're talking about what's with all these damn tattoos. See, a couple more people just now joining the show. We have about 7 minutes left in the show, though. And if you want to comment on this, go ahead and press number one, and I'll put you up on the air. But what I've been seeing is that kids follow someone. And if your kids aren't following you, aren't following your example, then they're going to follow someone's example. Okay? And when you think about it, these kids are the future. They're going to be the future leaders of some of these companies and some of these big corporations, or they're going to be running their own business or what have you. I'm talking about my generation, we have to set examples for them. And I try to do that. I try to be conscious of that all the time. Okay? I try to stay conscious of that all the time. So, again, tattoos are taboo to me, okay? I know there are a lot of people that may be listening to the show that are, you know, interested in that, but tattoos are just taboo to me. Now, I have a caller from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 313. Caller, you're live on the show with Frank Williams. Go ahead.
Yes, Frank, this is Anthony. I'm calling about the tattoos, and I feel that with the media dictating with NFL and NBA, they're destroying our young children's future by placing all these tattoos all over their arms and neck. Not so much in the inappropriate areas, but no one's going to hire you with tattoos all over your neck. We need to really get ahead of this curveball and get out in front of it and let them know. Thank you. I'm enjoying your show, and I'll take my comments off the air. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Anthony, for your call. And that's, you know, that's exactly right. I feel the same way. There are, you know, when you look at the NBA, and it seems like every one of them has tattoos. They go to the free throw line. They're doing close-ups on these guys, and they got tattoos all up and down their arms, and they got them on their necks and everywhere. Well, you know, those guys have, you know, they have a unique talent, and you know that's what they do nowadays. But when kids follow these guys and they're fans of these guys, then they want to do that as well, and that's why I say that you have to be as a parent. I'm talking to the parents. You have to be, as a parent, you have to have these standards for them not to have a tattoo. And you have to be serious about it. Because kids now, they'll go out and get a tattoo and, you know, and hide it from you. And, you know, you won't even know it's there for months. And then one day you see it and, you know, lose your mind. But the caller was right. You know, you have to, the NBA, the NFL, all these guys are just going crazy with these tattoos. You know, one of the guys from the Miami Heat, they call him the Birdman. Birdman's got tattoos all over his arms, his legs. He's got them all the way up his neck. You know, the only thing you can't see because he's wearing a jersey is his chest and his back. But I guarantee you, he has tattoos on his chest, his back, and probably more places than that. But, you know, and you see in these young kids, they are following him. He's got a huge following. So, you know, there are a lot of kids out there probably that are putting these tattoos all up and down their necks. But I tell you, Birdman has a job. He's making millions of dollars. But the kids who are putting these tattoos on, you don't. Thank you guys for joining the show. I got about a minute left in the show. And, again, thank you guys for tuning in. And join me tomorrow, same place, same time, 6:30 p.m., right here on the Frank Williams Show. You guys take care of yourselves. Be safe. And I want to see you again tomorrow on the radio. Take care, guys. Good night.
Taking up my time.